01.
Drowned in Chilanga. Kalikliki residents appraise police patrols for reduced crime. And in Africa news, King Charles to host Nigeria's first UK state visit in 37 years. Good afternoon. It is Monday, the 9th of February 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A one-year-old infant has drowned in a water reservoir in Chilanga district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that a passerby found the body of a Precious Muntanga in a water reservoir which is approximately 50 centimeters deep, which collects water from a hand pump at the residence. He explained that the child was found face down in the water, and the passerby informed a relative who then reported the incident to the police. He states that the incident occurred on February 6, 2026, around 11 hours in Munchini village over Chilanga district. Police in Chilanga received a report later the same day around 12:30 hours from 37-year-old Rhinus Njovu, who reported that her niece had drowned. Mr. Chilavi says police officers have visited the scene and confirmed that the report and investigations have since been launched to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. He adds that the body of the infant has been deposited to University Teaching Hospital UTH Mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Some residents of Kalikiliki compound in Lusaka have applauded the increased police patrols in the area, saying the move has contributed to a noticeable drop in crime rates. Speaking in an interview with Compound Radio News, the residents say that fewer drug addicts and suspected criminals are now seen roaming their community, which they attribute to the intensified police presence. They praised the police for their commitment to protecting lives and property, adding that their improved security has brought relief to many households. The residents have since urged officers to maintain the patrols and continue with the good work, noting that the community is pleased with the current security measures.
Time, 21 hours, but I hope. Kulibati ndiwe mkaya wakugwira.
Majanki ya wezili bain
kutubema ningi kuno kano kumtendele kuno kweze kuno vayopa wapati lora batu wa polisi baitu wa wakutapula shishita
misha kwa sila mkongi mwanzi wa chapatele za kuno artist appreciate mwani wa sewe nzela wapitilizi.
Some women in Lusaka's estate lodge earlier have appealed for empowerment funds to help boost their small businesses. The women told the Kumbon Radio News Group that they have been struggling to expand their ventures due to limited resources and lack of financial support. They expressed concern that they have not yet benefited from the empowerment opportunities under the Constituency Development Fund CDF, which they say they only hear about. The women have also called on local leadership to consider constructing a market shelter and storage facility for their merchandise. They explained that trading in an open space exposes them to many challenges, including harsh weather conditions and insecurity.
And this is our moment to find out about the Bewasani, about the Hindi business around the coin. Made to Nasaki. So, to avoid it as well as night to Rombawa Kati.
Now, as the country gears up for the 2026 general elections, some Lusaka residents have challenged the elected leaders to frequently visit our communities in order to better appreciate the challenges our people are facing. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents have said it is regrettable that many leaders disappear once have voted into office and only resurface during the campaign period. They noted that this lack of engagement has left their communities feeling neglected despite the many issues requiring urgent attention. The residents have since vowed that they will not repeat past mistakes, saying they will vote for genuine leaders who will consistently advocate for development and empowerment programs.
My challenge is very cool, no? In Ankalapo for 7 years. Mukasanka leader. Akaenda ni shasola. Sara ngana hivi ni vana wali hapa. Uti abaguli leko kabora. Abaguli leko loko kajezi. Ama jezi ima zikuli hapa. Leka. Ine vantu ni vayi mwe government. Mwe vayi mwe vantu wa mene. Mungu ni ka mulanga na kuti waka kupakani panipando. Mwalanga na kuti kulivana wa mene wa atoka kuti. Mumanyumba mwa vantu.
Manje musafiti ilati. Maona ka? That's why. Zamba kufundisi sakuti tezi wanafa nyumba muzika wana muaendele lata muko nkani hoti hoti.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela chokako bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valora Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Kumbon Radio.
My business rate, mitego, zama oja, zamene kalandira, ife, pa Kumbon Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua, 100 squacha. 50 kg kalembula, 130. 50 kg katapa, 120. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg rumanda, 120. 50 kg delele, 300. 50 kg impwa, 400. 50 kg Chinese, 250. 50 kg kandolo, 700. 25 kg